And welcome to another installment of Mercenary Musings Radio, an exclusive audio service presenting views and insight from the mercenary geologist, Mickey Fult. Mickey, how you been?
I've been well. A couple of weeks in the office, getting caught up, doing several interviews, and getting ready for winter around the corner.
All righty. Well, we're putting the spotlight on gold in this one, Mickey. It has been quite the ride for bullion of late. Hit a record of $1,923.70 an ounce back on September 6th. Since then, a sharp correction. When you consider just how volatile this market has been, how confident should investors be that the gold bull run, which is now 11 years long, can continue into its 12th year? What do you think?
Well, in the long term, I think there's good chances that the bull market will continue. The recent correction was very predictable. Gold went exponential. In early July, it broke its trend line from at 1,500, and it went, as you said, above 1,900. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, it went parabolic. This is what markets do. We saw this in silver in May. It's a much needed correction. I've been talking about we needed a correction for several months now, and the longer it goes on, the harder these corrections are. But it's still only a 15% correction, back down to 1650 or so right now. And it's actually not much of a correction. I think there's room for more. The last time we really saw gold go parabolic like this was August 2007 to the heart of the financial crisis in November 2008. I don't think it's over yet.
Okay, well, the story that we're getting this time, of course, gold getting smacked a bit lower because of the European debt crisis worsening. That, quote, sending investors into the perceived safe haven of the U.S. dollar, giving the greenback a bit of a lift, gold turning south. Do you consider the U.S. dollar to be a safe haven right now, given everything that's going on?
Well, it's the lesser of many evils in speculators' minds right now. You know, there's a couple of reasons why gold went exponential. It was a weak dollar. We had the dollar index at 74. Safe haven buying as the European financial crisis has developed. And once that happens, you have speculators pour in the market, especially commercial longs, and that drives the price up. The lay investor, for some reason that I don't quite understand, has been pouring into paper gold, the ETF. For some reason that attracts people, but to me it defeats the purpose of owning gold. So that's the reasons it went up. Let's review the reasons it went down. Continuation of the global economic worries, specifically the idea that the Greeks are going to default. That resulted in a stock market panic. We've seen these periodically over the course of the last year and a half or so. And when that happens, speculators have to liquidate what's most liquid. And what is more liquid than gold? Nothing. So they get margin calls, the shorts come in. And then once again, this has been driven, as you've alluded to a strong dollar, now with the dollar index above 79.
I want to get back to this point that you made, Mickey, about gold ETFs versus physical bullion. You can't understand why so many retail investors are going into a gold ETF. You think that's the wrong route to take. Why?
Well, it's paper gold. It defeats the purpose of owning gold, which in my mind is for safe haven and an insurance policy, and it's nothing but backed by fiat currencies. It's a fractional banking system, and it's not redeemable in gold unless you take down many, many ounces of gold, which is way beyond the means of the average investor. You know, it's very easily manipulated. The GATA guys are going to love this, but I think that there's market manipulation on both sides of the gold issue. So paper ETF just doesn't make it. I'm a physical bullion guy, and you need to have that in your possession.
An interesting issue that I'm also reading about, Mickey, and I don't know whether or not this is going to have a material impact on where we go from here with the gold price. I'll ask you. I'm reading from bullionvault.com. Leveraged speculators fleeing gold futures and options market at the fastest pace since Lehman Brothers blew up in 2008. Their net long betting on the gold price has fallen to barely 600 tons equivalent, the smallest level since mid-2009. Is that something that bullion believers should be concerned about at all? Do you see that having much of an impact?
Well, it can have an impact, a severe short-term impact on gold, in fact. But gold's investors should be owning gold for one reason. It provides financial security. It provides purchasing power that does not diminish.
Mm-hmm.
People that desire to buy physical gold should buy it on weakness. I got lucky. I bought physical gold on July 1 at $1,487 an ounce. I had a target price less than $1,500. I have a target price to buy more gold now. Mm. Gold has only reached my target price during off times in the North American market over the last week or so. So I have been unable to buy, but I've told you right now, if you do your research, you know that my target price is less than $1,600. I will continue to add to my gold holdings with the idea that I will always want to have 10% of my net assets in physical gold in my possession.
Okay, right now, Mickey, I think we are in the midst of Indian wedding and festival season. India, a big consumer of gold, that is a market that we always have to keep a close eye on, I think, in order to get a pretty good handle in terms of demand. Do we have a reading yet as to just how strong of a demand we're going to get from India at this time of year with gold at current levels?
Well, I have not seen any analysis on that. Generally, about this time of year, John Nadler from Kitco will weigh in, and as you know, I think highly of John. My gut feeling would be that with these lowered prices that the buying season in India would be robust.
Mm-hmm.
Indians will not touch gold and have not touched gold for the last couple of years because of the price. But you know, year after year, we would expect a higher price for gold because fiat currencies are floating more and more around the world. Mm-hmm. So from that point of view, $1,600 now perhaps looks better than whatever gold was a year ago, $1,200, something like that.
Okay, got about a minute left. Mickey, want to wrap it up on a couple of points. You don't see any evidence of a speculative bubble in bullion. I'll ask you that question. You're a buyer at current levels, and can we wrap it up with a short-term and a long-term forecast for you? Where do you think this price is going?
If you would ask me that question about 3 weeks ago, and when gold was over $1,900, Rob, I would have said yes. Gold looks very bubbly, and it looks to me like it's time that the bubble's going to at least leak a bit.
Mm-hmm.
Now, I would say with this correction, I'm much more comfortable with the long-term market for gold. Am I buying at the current levels? I kind of already told you I haven't bought at 1600, but I have a target price below that has been reached during off hours in North America.
Mm-hmm.
Short and long-term predictions. I think in the short term we're going to see volatility continue, basically because of world economic worries. There is room for correction into the 1500s. When we started this, I said it went exponential at 1500. It certainly could correct back to 1500. Long-term prediction, look at a 10-year trend. In October 2001, gold was trading well less than $300 an ounce. In October 2011, we're looking at $1,650 an ounce. You can see the trend. You can see a couple of times where it's gone exponential and parabolic. I think that if we revisit this in a year, and I think we should do that,
mm-hmm.
My prediction would be that gold will be at a higher price, and that's basically because there's going to be more paper money floating around the world and more paper ETF gold.
All right, we'll wrap it up on that note. Mickey, great to catch up with you, and we'll talk again in a couple of weeks.
Okay, I look forward to it, Rob.
Okay, that is Mickey Fulp, the Mercenary Geologist. You can find him on the web at mercenarygeologist.com. I'm Robert Graham at Mercenary Musings Radio. Thanks for listening.